This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay.
All right, welcome back to it. 18 after on a Wednesday. Good to have you here. When I interviewed Scott Pruitt a few weeks ago, I thought he was very much in command of the information and had a good handle, in fact, an excellent handle, on the issues facing the Environmental Protection Agency. And I found him to be somebody who was bold and fearless, and I liked that. But he got tangled up in all sorts of conflicts, issues, and scandals, if you will. And finally, the president tweeting out here a few days ago, I have accepted the resignation of Scott Pruitt as the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. Within the agency, Scott has done an outstanding job, and I will always be thankful to him for this. I believe that's probably true. Joining me now, Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tom, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Good to have you back. So Pruitt's out. Andy Wheeler is in. If I am not mistaken, Wheeler's been there for, what, 30 years in the EPA?
Well, no, actually, he came in as deputy in the EPA just recently. I think he was confirmed in April. He actually was previously in the EPA under the George W. Bush, H.W. Bush administration in Clinton, where he was working in the Office of Pollution Prevention and Toxics.
Right, that's okay, what I said. But he has a history at the EPA, and I think it covers a long period of time. My question being is he a guy that's going to carry on what Scott Pruitt was doing, which I agree with, because, for example, on my small hobby farm in southern Michigan, under the Obama administration, mud puddles on my property would have become under the jurisdiction of the federal government, which is absolutely outrageous. But thankfully, Donald Trump and Scott Pruitt saw through that foolishness and got rid of it. Will Andy Wheeler be somebody that continues the work of Scott Pruitt or not?
Oh, I think he's going to continue and even go harder. I think he's going to do far more to deregulate than even Scott Pruitt did. You know, if we look at what Nancy Pelosi here, her indication, she was, oh my God, you know, this guy, this Andrew Wheeler, is going to be worse than Scott Pruitt. So I honestly think they've shot themselves in the foot in getting rid of Scott Pruitt. They're going to get somebody who's much tougher. And, you know, I think he's going to really promote the right agenda. You know, there's kind of a competing philosophy that has been going on in the environmental movement. One side says that we exist to serve nature, to serve creation. The other side says that creation is there for us to use and manage for the benefit of mankind. And the EPA under Obama was much more on the side of saying, we are there to serve creation and to protect the environment, no matter how it affects us. Whereas what we're seeing now under the Trump administration is more like, okay, the environment is there, we have to manage it for the benefit of mankind. And I think that's a far more productive and sensible approach.
I agree with that. You know, there are so many overreaches by the Obama administration into my personal liberties that there you can't even begin to count them. But there were also just incredible environmental disasters. Remember the river that turned bright yellow during the Obama administration when the gold mine, you know, basically puked back out all of the nonsense that they put into it. And yet the Democrats, the liberals would have you believe that somehow Republicans and conservatives don't like the environment, but all of the things that happened under the Obama watch were far more egregious, ones that I have easy, egregious examples, yes or no?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, Scott Pruitt actually cleaned up Superfund sites faster than his predecessors. People don't realize that. Okay, he's focusing the EPA more to its core mission. And in particular, he's getting he helped get out of the Clean Power Plan. They've put forward a very weak version. He urged Trump to get out of the Paris Agreement. He worked on getting rid of those silly CAFE standards. And of course, as you were just pointing out, they're reforming the waters of the U.S., the Clean Water Act. Okay, so in total, they're cutting onerous regulations that will save American businesses easily $1 billion. I mean, you know, it's really a very good start. He probably accomplished more in 18 months than EPA reformers could have expected after 4 years. So Scott Pruitt was a big success. Trouble is, whether or not these investigations are real, you know, we'll find out because some will probably continue. But whether they're real or not, he got away because it was diverting himself. You know, he's being diverted from the actual job in the eyes of the media.
Do you think, and Tom, I'll ask you this, do you think that I mean, Scott Pruitt was targeted from day one because people do not like his, people on the left do not like the idea that he's putting people back in charge of their own world, My Farm, for example, and so forth. Were these fair accusations against Scott Pruitt? I mean, a couple of things, him not knowing that people were getting raises and so forth that had been previously declined. I think that's a red flag to me. But were they legitimate, or were they ginned up by the media and by his opponents?
Well, I think they're definitely ginned up. I mean, I don't know the degree to which they're fair because I haven't seen the investigation's results. And we may never, because they may just drop the results. But, you know, I think one thing to keep in mind is that under the Obama administration, with previous EPA heads, they could have had exactly the same or worse scandals, but because the bureaucrats were on the same side as the government, nobody's going to squeal on them. So, I mean, there were many disgruntled bureaucrats, Obama hangovers, so to speak, who basically went after Pruitt because he was trying to change and reduce the green agenda, you know, from the extremism to something that actually makes sense.
Correct.
But, yeah, but, you know, there's one big thing that Andrew Wheeler has got to do now, and that is to go back to the origin of the whole idea that we have to regulate CO2, and that is the endangerment finding. Because you remember the court said that if the EPA came up with an endangerment finding, they could regulate CO2 under the Clean Air Act. And indeed, the EPA did have an endangerment finding. They said that CO2 was dangerous to human health in the future. So if they can go back and get rid of that, then it'll cut the legs out from under any plans to regulate CO2.
Yeah, and be a step in the right direction, that's for sure. Tom, I greatly appreciate it, as always, bringing clarity and common sense to the conversation. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition here on the Steve Gruber Show, brought to you in part by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. And if you're having any issues with the IRS or the state of Michigan when it comes to paying taxes or back taxes or penalties or interest, trust somebody from Michigan first. Don't make some call into the darkness of California or New York or wherever the call may go. Get a hold of Chris McClatcher at Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's a Michigan guy, been here for 25 years doing this. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start Solutions, Fresh Start Tax Solutions banner to find out more. Do it right now. Don't let this be over your head any longer. stevegruber.com.